So, kind of in a nutshell, Shelley, the pandemic has played a big role in everybody's lives over the past year, but particularly in long-term care. The frontline workers, the PSWs, and the staff that work in the care homes here in Renfrew County, they've been really at the forefront of all this. What's kind of your feeling on how they've been able to handle the whole situation and have, they've kind of risen to the occasion?
Absolutely, Kyle. When I think back to the start of 2020, and we had designated that as the launch of the butterfly approach. And one of the hallmarks of that approach is that, the end goal is that staff really become much more like family for our residents. And, this was never more true than 2020, up to and including today. When you think back at the beginning of the pandemic from March until almost the summertime, the only people allowed into long-term care were long-term care staff. And, we had no PPE at that time. There was none designated for long-term care. Our staff still came in and worked every day. Finally, that got rectified, by the end of March. When you fast forward to today and staff are wearing, masks and full face shields 24/7, so there was that whole sense of the unknown, as the science was trying to catch up to what we were experiencing. I'm sure you've heard it's been likened to trying to fly a plane while you're building it. And, I think that was certainly the experience of our staff. But I just can't say enough about how, and I know our families and certainly our residents really appreciated this. They became very much the family, especially in those first few months when, that's all that our residents had access to.
So with the staff then, what was some of their main concerns when all this kind of started? Was it the fact of, keeping safe or keeping residents safe or, maybe how the actual province and such were going to be able to handle all this?
So I think all of those things, as I said, first of all, there was definitely the fear of the unknown. But kudos to our staff. They know that obviously resident care is, it's not a choice, it's a requirement, and they continue to come to work every day. And I think through lots of good communication and teamwork, everybody felt safe. And in the end, when we reflect back now, we actually implemented a lot of measures before they became provincially mandated. So, I think staff were happy with that. But I think one of the other challenges that's maybe different from this emergency than any other that we've experienced in our lifetimes is just the fact that you cannot escape it. Some of us may have worked in emergencies in our work life, or conversely, we may have experienced them in our home life, a flood, let's say. But when both are going on at the same time, and we're all in it together. I mean, I know that's an overused saying, but there just is no escaping it. And so, even those mundane tasks like going to the grocery store become, so much bigger. And, again, at the beginning, certainly more risky until we knew more about this virus.
So you mentioned as well, Renfrew County was kind of, leading the way when it came to extra precautions. That was going to lead into my next question, actually. What were some of the things that the county really had to focus on right away and implement as quickly as possible when the pandemic first started?
Well, one of the things that our warden and the chair of health committee, we were in, constant contact about the fact that the surgical masks were not being provided to long-term care. And I remember particularly, for example, on Easter weekend of 2020, that there were phone calls and communication in the evening and on those days to provincial people to make sure that long-term care got the PPE that we needed. The other big thing, there's several. We implemented the single employer requirement long before it was a provincial requirement. We saw that, the experts were identifying the risk in staff working in more than one place. So we put that into place. We made hotels available to our staff if they needed to isolate. So that, there wasn't that fear of bringing the virus home to their families. And so we had several staff take advantage of that, particularly if they had to isolate and they were waiting to find out whether their test result was positive or not. We also, we've highly, highly encouraged our staff to get vaccinated, and we've had excellent uptakes on that, somewhere between 85 to 90%. And we paid our staff because they did have to go off site, to get vaccinated. And we also indicated if they were having significant side effects such that they couldn't come to work, that we would compensate them for that. So those are some of the elements that you see in the new provincial plan for sick leave. And, I'm really proud of the Health Committee and County Council that approved all of those things as early as we needed them.
So the staff that work in the long-term care homes across Renfrew County, what has been the morale like in the workplace? Maybe obviously it's probably changed over the past year or so, but are things kind of, a little more positive and such like that with, again, the rollout of vaccines and things like that?
I think it ebbs and flows. Certainly the vaccines were, a light at the end of the tunnel and continue to be. But I think it's what I said earlier about, the factors of this particular emergency where, we're, going on a year and 3 months. The fact that, you can't escape it. And even if someone has time off, it's not the same as, in regular times when, people could travel and that kind of thing and really feel like they're getting a break. So I would say that it definitely ebbs and flows. And right now, there's, COVID fatigue. Again, we have all these new words in our lexicon that we did not have before, but people and our staff are no different. They're definitely feeling fatigued. I think we're all looking forward to reaching herd immunity within our community, and which was only going to be possible, with a good uptake of the vaccine. But it's certainly looking like our community is embracing the science. And, we can look forward to life getting back to normal.
Perfect. That's all the questions I had for you, Shelley. Is there anything else in particular you wanted to touch on?
Two points. I wanted to note that, unsung heroes, I guess it's more than 2 points, a couple of points. Unsung heroes include our residents and families. So again, going back to the fact that, there were months when nobody was allowed into the long-term care home other than staff. And yes, our staff, stepped up to the challenge and they became the families. But we know that's not the same as your biological family. And, our residents are just so resilient. I mean, so many of them have lived through world wars and the depression and so they just have remained really, really optimistic. And similarly, our families, there's such trust that we don't take for granted with our homes. And, a lot is said about the silver linings of COVID, and one of them is a designation of what is now known as an essential caregiver. And although it doesn't have to be a family member, it does tend to be a family member, but it's just that recognition that there are things that families do for residents that are essential. And, thankfully, they are now permitted to come into the home. And I think that just really underscores that, we are all in this together. Similarly, in this, all in this together vein is, we think of the frontline staff, and so we should, but I just want to underscore that there's a lot of unsung heroes behind the scenes. And so, you know, whether you're that person that cleans our buildings or maintains it or hires the manager that hires the staff and trains them or pays all the staff, you know, everybody has an integral role to play, and it takes all of those roles to make long-term care work. And then finally, I would just say that, you know, our partners in healthcare. So, you know, the health unit, the community paramedics, the hospitals, they've been with us every step of the way. And again, I think this will be a silver lining of COVID, is that I think those relationships that have been strengthened because of COVID will only serve us, you know, even better as we go forward into Ontario Health Team, and, you know, all of the changes that will come out, come as a result of COVID.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Shelley. I really do appreciate it, and I know it's a busy time for you. So, again, kudos to all you and your staff. You've done a wonderful job. You know, I know, like you said, the families and such like that really appreciate everything you guys have been able to do. So, again, hats off to all the staff at Long-Term Care across Renfrew County.